Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, goal getters, and welcome to The Daily Distance, a new daily series from the creators of We Got Goals. I'm Kristen Guile, editor-in-chief of asweatlife.com. In these short episodes, we're bringing you one daily goal you can set for yourself during this chaotic time, one actionable thing you can do to move your body, connect with a friend, prioritize your mental health, get some work done, and practice a little bit of self-care. Today's podcast episode is sponsored by Simple Mills, a company on a mission to make healthy eating simple so people can thrive. While we're sheltering and baking our hearts out, Simple Mills' super easy baking mixes have made us look like pros when we post the finished product to Instagram. From bread to muffins to pizza dough and more, Simple Mills baking mixes have 25% less sugar than other baking mixes, and they use only simple, whole food ingredients. Visit them at simplemills.com or follow them on social at Simple Mills for wellness tips and delicious recipe inspiration. And now, on to today's interview. Yeah, I said I'll be on the road. I'll be back. I'm just reaching for a goal. So don't be upset when I'm not around. With me today is Lee Kendrick. She is a registered dietitian and nutritionist at the Create Cures Foundation. And she is currently backing their COVID-19 relief efforts by providing free nutrition and wellness consultations right now for U.S. victims and first responders. Lee, how are you today?
I'm great, Kristen. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into your tip, could you share a little bit more about the Create Cures Foundation and what you are working on there and what you guys do?
Sure. So Create Cures is a nonprofit medical clinic, and we're dedicated to promoting creative, nutritional, scientific programs, and they're designed for everyone to have a long and healthy life. And we do this by working with integrative medicine doctors so that we can understand what is your underlying mechanism to your disease or condition. So we basically get to the root cause of your condition instead of just suppressing your symptoms.
And then specifically, what are you guys doing right now to help with the COVID-19 relief efforts?
Well, yes. Yeah, so we are to all first responders, first liners, and any victim of the COVID-19, we're donating complimentary telemedicine and nutritional coaching so that we can help them heal and recover faster, as well as boost your immune system so you can get out there and do what you do normally.
Well, that is such important work, and I'm so glad that you guys are able and willing to offer these services virtually right now. So thank you for putting yourselves out there and for sharing that really valuable information. Let's get into what you're going to recommend for our listeners today. What do you have for us?
Well, I've noticed that we are out of sync with nature. So I've kind of sort of structured this as reset your circadian rhythm so you can strengthen your immune system. And it's kind of in a few different parts. But basically, I've noticed that people are kind of out of sync now that we're all staying at home. Maybe some people, you're staying up later, you're waking up later, you're actually finding yourself maybe having some bad food habits, maybe you're skipping breakfast, maybe you noticed you're sitting a little bit more than normal. So I'd like you to first start off with tip number one, and I've got three. So you want to wake up by about 8 o'clock, and you want to go to bed by 10. So have a good 8 hours of restful sleep each night. And this is important because when you wake up naturally within about an hour of the sun rising, right, you open the windows, you go outside, well, that sunshine is hitting your pineal gland, which is located right between your eyes. And this helps to reset your melatonin. And melatonin is a natural hormone that allows you to sleep naturally. And when you don't get enough rest, this could upset your microbiome, and this is responsible for a healthy immune system.
All right, so that's what we're going to do for tip number one. We're going to try and wake up around 8, go to bed around 10. What's next?
And everyone needs to get outside. And I know people say, well, I do get outside. Yes, but it's very important between the hours of 10 and 2 for natural vitamin D. I know a lot of people do go outside, but we slather ourselves with sunscreen. We put a hat on. We put long sleeves on. That's fine. But for 15 minutes, if you can allow somewhere on your body, it doesn't have to be your face, maybe your stomach, maybe your back, 15 minutes, because it's extremely important. 40% of Americans are either deficient or insufficient of vitamin D. And we have vitamin D receptors all over our body. They play a huge role in regulating other functions that are happening throughout their body. It's not just for bone health, right? We need it to strengthen our immune system.
Got it. Okay, so we're going to try and get outside during 10 and 2, hopefully socially distanced and staying away from other people. But it's interesting because right now, for the first time in my life, I'm not setting an alarm. I'm because there's like less obligations, and I'm lucky enough to, you know, be without kids and with only a puppy who's demanding my attention, but I can kind of make my own schedule. And in doing so, I've found like my natural, what I find to be like my natural hours where I'm naturally tired and where I'm naturally waking up. And it's been one of the silver linings of this whole process is to like find my sleep habits.
Great. What have you noticed?
I've noticed that I like to wake up around 7 o'clock, so a little on the earlier side, but I'm still getting my solid 8 hours in. And like I said, with the aforementioned puppy, I am getting outside pretty quickly and several times a day. And I feel really lucky to be able to do that and to not be, you know, maybe in a high rise building or where I'd be, you know, stuck in one room all day with no reason to go outside. And it's been a very unexpected blessing of this shelter in place is that I've got an excuse to get that sunshine that you said was so important.
Yes. Well, you know, even if you have a little balcony or a patio, you know, and it gets a little bit of sun, right, you can just lift up your shirt if you had to. You know, we're only talking about 15 minutes. Darker skin obviously needs a little bit more, but it's very, very important. You know, we used to play outside when we were younger, right, all day long, and now nobody does that anymore. Even children.
Yeah. And so assuming that we can use this time as an opportunity to find our circadian rhythm, do you have any tips for how to maintain that routine and that consistency once things return to a different normal?
Well, you kind of want to keep to a regular schedule. I know some people wake up really early, but at least if you can go to bed earlier, right? Instead of waking up at 4 and then going to bed at 10, that's a lot of hours to be awake. That's not really good for your microbiome. So if you're going to wake up early, you kind of want to probably go to bed a little bit early. I'm not talking about 6 o'clock, but, you know, closer to probably maybe 7 or 8 when the sun goes down, right? That's sort of a natural. If you can sort of keep in line with nature, what's going on. And of course, it changes during the seasons, right? You stay up a little bit later in the summer, perhaps go to bed a little bit sooner in the winter because you're all bundled up and at home because it's so cold.
And I know your expertise is in, you know, dietitian and nutrition. What can you tell us about how sleep affects what kinds of things we crave or how our diet affects our sleep? How do those two aspects of our wellness interact?
Very good question, Kristen. Well, a lot of times if you tend to stay up a lot later, you may find yourself craving carbohydrates. And those are those things that if you eat a lot of them, it depends on how what your normal eating pattern is like and what you normally eat. But there's studies that are showing that if you tend to eat a lot of sugary types of foods or fat foods or protein, that you may be craving these things. It's basically the unhealthy bacteria talking to you. Like, you know, late at night, you feel like maybe perhaps eating chips or ice cream, or at least this is what I hear from most of my patients. It's usually the unhealthy things that you're craving for.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So at least now that we know sort of what that cause and effect is, you can be maybe a little more motivated to go to bed earlier or a little more understanding of why those cravings happen the next day.
Exactly, exactly. So you want to make sure you have a lot of, you know, seasonal vegetables perhaps around. This will also help your microbiome because this is actually what feeds your healthy gut bacteria.
Awesome. Well, I've learned a lot today. Is there anything else that we should know about our circadian rhythm and, you know, what we can be doing right now, or you think we've covered it?
I think we've covered it. I think more than anything, to try to, when you do buy your vegetables and fruits, to just look for seasonal. They're also a lot cheaper, right? And they usually taste better. So these, at least try not to get in that same stuck routine of eating the same things over and over and over, right? Sometimes you get actual something called taste fatigue, where you just, they're just not palatable anymore. So you want to make sure the good way to do it is just remember, what season is this? You may have to look up what's in season. It's not always visible. You know, we get with transportation, we can get bananas all year round. Sometimes it's not the best thing. So you kind of might want to visit some farmers markets, perhaps, and just load up. I think you should be trying at least one or two fruit and vegetables every 3 to 4 months. That's a good, healthy way to introduce variety to your gut microbiome. It's all about increasing the variety and species, right? So this helps our microbiome, especially when we're trying to be those frontliners for our defense mechanism for viruses such as COVID-19. I kind of like to look at it as the colors of the rainbow. Ask yourself, what kind of vegetables can I incorporate that are the colors of the rainbow? Or if you're making something to eat, for example, you can say, okay, what can I include that will incorporate the colors of the rainbow, right? Something red, yellow, orange, green. I know blue and purple is a little bit difficult, but I do like to include white and brown.
So. Got it. Eat the rainbow. Exactly. I've heard that before.
I know. I have too, but we never really think about it until somebody kind of reminds us. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. But also variety, right? You don't want to eat the same things over and over and over.
And I'll tie that into a podcast guest we had on earlier this week who was talking about how she's really loving her CSA farmers boxes lately because, you know, not only does she get them delivered, but she's supporting organic farmers, and the variety of what comes in her box is things that maybe she wouldn't have gravitated towards necessarily. So she's getting creative. So exactly. I'll link to that episode in the show notes too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Lee, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. Can you tell us where we can find your work on the internet and where we can find out more about the Create Cures Foundation?
Absolutely. So you can go to our Facebook page. We also have an Instagram account, or you can just look up our website at createcures.org. And that's same with the Instagram and the Facebook page, createcures.org. And I'd like to close, if I can, with a proverb that's pretty apropos. Unfortunately, the writer is anonymous, but it's, if you do not make time for your wellness, you will be forced to make time for your illness.
Wow. I've never heard that before.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
Well, I am more motivated than ever to make time for my wellness. So Lee, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me on, Kristen. Pleasure.
And for all of our listeners, we will see you on the internet on Monday for more tips from our community. And until then, stay safe, stay well, and cheers to going the distance together.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.